from the Triple M studios.
Wait for it.
This is the Marty Shigold Show.
Here we go.
G'day, Shigsy.
Oh, well, maybe you've been waiting a couple of weeks for it. Yeah. We've been on holidays.
Yes, the podcast would have just been living there online.
It was there. Yeah.
Waiting to be refreshed with new content.
Well, we've got fresh new content for you right now.
We do. Yeah. We do. We indeedy dandy do.
I had a message from someone who went back and listened to all the podcasts again.
Really?
Twice.
Not Ben Fordham.
Probably.
Is he messaging you yet? Ben, if you're listening. Lauren's very happy for you to get in contact.
Get in touch anytime, Ben. And anyone can get in touch with us, by the way. Just follow us on Instagram at Marty Shigold Show.
Speaking of Ben Fordham, you know, it's actually going to be upcoming in the podcast.
Yes.
But we mentioned how the Chaser Boys tried to rename Fairy Bread as like a prank.
Yes.
They got someone on Ben Fordham's show, and then he called them out. He actually reversed the prank on them.
He realised what was going on and said, hang on, boys, you can't seriously be saying we can't call it fairy bread.
He smelled a rat, so well done, Ben.
He's very good, Ben. He's very bright. He's one of the brightest men I know.
And he's a big fan of yours.
Mate, I'm a fan of his. I mean, to hold the numbers that he held when Alan Jones left is phenomenal.
Absolutely.
Well, we know he'll be hearing this.
Because everyone poo-pooed it and they were like, oh, no one can follow Alan. Yeah. That's how I heard it in my head.
Yeah, I think you're right.
As Ben went in there and not only held it and grew it.
Smashed it.
Yeah. Well done, Ben.
Yeah, good on you, Ben.
So a cheerio to Alan if he's listening.
Oh, he won't be listening.
Maybe he does.
Yeah, you never know. No, he'll be in the Highlands now thinking, I wonder what they go. I hope they do that Bobcat story.
I hope they play Yoko.
I hope they play Yoko if they do on this day.
I hope they talk about Titanic sinking.
I've never seen that movie.
Alan would love this show.
I haven't received a DM from Alan.
Okay.
But we do have one from CJ Neeson. From Glasgow, Scotland.
No way.
You can do the accent.
Can now believe it, Georgia.
Lived in Sydney for 6 years, has ventured back to Glasgow, only just discovered the Marty Shigold Show. Love Marty from his previous show.
What was that one?
What was that one?
I've never heard of it.
Which one?
Fisk.
Still. CJ is still catching up on the March podcast this week, so he's got a lot to listen to. He might not hear this for another 3 months.
He'll be so surprised.
Yeah. A couple of fun facts that he's pointed out.
Yeah, I love a fun fact.
Troy's love of cul-de-sacs.
Oh, yeah, I love cul-de-sacs.
The plural is coles-de-sac, which we did mention at the time. From
he's behind in the
coles.
Podcast.
Coles. Yeah. Coles-de-sac.
As in like the supermarket.
No, as in Colin Lane's sack.
Coles-de-sac.
Is that coles-de-sac? Because it looks like Coles. Or is it Woodley's? Is that Frank Sack?
Frank de Sack.
Frank de Sack is better. They should be called Franks de Sack.
Yeah. Another good one. 26th of Feb, there was a story about Jesus appearing in a tatty scone, T-A-T-T-I-E.
Yeah, that's...
Marty pronounced it right, but was corrected wrongly.
Fact check.
It's pronounced tatty. And someone must have said it's tatty.
I said it's like a... potato.
You said a tatty.
Like a tater tot.
It's tatty.
Oh, tatty.
So you've been reverse fact checked by CJ.
Good. Thank you, CJ.
Months later, but still worth doing.
Tatty.
Any chance of a show bag being sent international? The answer's no, CJ. Domestic prize, unfortunately.
There you go, CJ. Lovely to hear from you.
Let's get into it. The Marty Shigold Show. It starts now from Triple M.
The Marty Shigold Show, it's What Did We Miss Over the Weekend?
What did we miss? What did we miss? What did we miss?
And here's your host, Producer Will.
Here he is.
Hey. Welcome back from holidays, Producer Will.
Thank you, Marty.
Did you have a nice break?
I did. It was really nice.
Good morning, Bailey.
Morning, guys.
How are you, mate?
Yeah, not too bad, mate.
How do you feel sort of news-wise over the weekend? Do you feel like you're across it?
Oh, not as well as I should have been.
Yeah,
but...
okay. Well, well done for ringing.
I'll give you a red up back then.
Now, I want to do a conducted quick experiment with Bailey. We're going to count to three and then both say bang at the same time and see if there's any lag.
Oh, yeah, good idea.
Line.
Yeah.
Okay, Bailey. What we'll do is we'll go 3, 2, 1, bang.
Bang.
Okay, ready, set, go. 3, 2, 1, bang.
Bang.
Oh, that's right on. Oh, it's a half a second, a quarter of a second.
But I only need that to beat these guys.
Because you're that good.
I'm that good.
Anyway.
Let's go, Quizmaster, we'll Producer Will.
All right, the rules are again, it's the first two.
It's First to four or best of seven?
There you go.
Oh, God.
Bailey, name is your buzzer, okay?
Yep, easy.
Here we go. Question one. How many were in attendance for Prince Philip's funeral over the weekend?
30.
Yes.
30.
Correct.
Yes. Switch on, Bailey.
Question two. On the maths. Hard word.
Maths.
Maths finale last night.
Oh.
Footage was shown of contestant Beck kissing another man. Who did she initially say she
Bailey.
Was?
Oh, Bailey. Oh, Bailey's a maths man.
No, no, Mrs. watches it, so I've got to listen to all that. She throws out. But it's she said it was her brother.
Oh, well done, Bailey. He's on the
board. Well done, Bailey. I had no idea about that.
Lauren wrote that one for me.
It's the only maths episode I've watched this whole season. So
I didn't even know it was ending.
Yeah.
Question three. Nearest the pin, so I'll take a bit of whoever's closest. How many runs did Marnus Labuschagne score for Queensland? Yes.
192.
Oh, he's got it on the nose.
Done. Very good knock from Marnus.
Scoreboard 2 to Marty, 1 to you, Bailey.
Question 4. A viral video from the Clare Garden Festival in South Australia shows an elderly man doing what to ScoMo?
Marty?
Yeah.
He must have flipped him the bird.
Yes.
We did it in the top 6 at 6, Bailey. Come
Second
on.
Go.
No.
So that's 3-1 to Marty.
Yeah, this is for the
Come
win,
on,
Marty,
Bailey.
If you get this one right.
Question 5. Nicola McDermott. Became the first Australian woman.
He sounds defeated already.
Yeah, defeated already.
She became the first Australian woman to clear what height in high jump?
Oh, it's a good question.
Bailey?
Yes, Bailey.
2 metres.
Oh, Bailey! Oh, yeah, Bailey!
Did you pull that out?
Well, that's massive.
All right, 3-2, Bailey. Got to get this one right to stay in the game.
This is really good.
Yeah.
Question 6. The team from The Chaser generated fake outrage in the news after creating a petition calling for the renaming of what food? Oh, no one saw this.
No.
I didn't know it was The Chaser.
Yeah, made it into the news cycle.
Over the weekend.
Yeah.
What was it?
It was fairy bread.
Fairy bread?
Yeah.
Fairy bread.
No points for either of you.
It's just they don't like dancers.
Yeah.
Question 7. Which artist performed at halftime of the AFLW Grand Final? It's not on brand.
It's not on brand.
No.
I have no idea.
Bailey?
No.
Unfortunately, it was G-Flip.
I love G-Flip.
Yeah.
And that means I win, doesn't
it? It's an anticlimactic end, but
no,
Marty's...
it's not. It's still a win for me, Bailey. Well done, Bailey. Bailey, thanks for being with us.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Very, very good.
I wake up with Marty.
Back after a couple of weeks break. We haven't done this for a couple of weeks, so we'll do it right now. Why not?
Pretty simple premise. You answer the phone within four rings and say, I wake up with Marty, and you get to win a turntable.
That's right.
Speakers and stacks of wax.
And if you want to be a part of it, you should register. You can do that at martysheargoldshow.com.au. It's nice and simple.
We're building the man cave.
Yes.
Good.
It's the Triple M and cave. And basically, we've already given you a bar fridge, and now we're giving you a stereo.
Yeah.
And it's a good stereo, too.
That's a great stereo.
We took my face off the stereo, didn't we?
Yeah,
and just made it my name.
A logo.
Yeah, it's nice. Nice to have keep the brand alive in the suburbs.
That's right.
Yeah.
Someone comes over to your and cave and they go, wow, where'd you get that turntable?
Marty Sheargold Show.
Says it on it,
there.
Mate. Says it on it.
That's what where it's come from.
Simple. Who have we got this morning, Troy?
We have got... who have we got here? Where's...
Stephen from Eltham.
Stephen from Eltham.
Has anyone...
There you go.
Because he's not on my screen.
No, he's not on
my... It's not until he rings, remember?
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Stephen from Eltham.
Go.
Ready?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sometimes we don't hear the sound of the phone, which makes the whole thing totally pointless.
It's connecting now because it's orange.
Right.
I woke up with Marty.
Congratulations, Stephen.
Thanks, guys.
Where's Stephen? Eltham. How wonderful. Beautiful part of the world, Stephen.
It is lovely.
Especially
this time of the morning.
Now, have you started your own man cave?
I have, and this will be perfect because I blew up my turntable, about 4 weeks ago.
Are you joking? Blew it up?
Yep.
What, literally blew it up?
Well, not blow it up.
No, you didn't take it out in the backyard and set it on fire.
Nah, not quite.
Well, you can now because you've got a new one, Stephen. Congratulations, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
Yay. Stand by to...
It's all just a little bit of history.
On this day.
Marty Sheargold Show, back after a couple of weeks off. April 19 today.
I've missed on this day.
Mm. Yeah, me too. Me too.
You know, over the holidays, I was like, what happened on this day?
I had nothing to talk about.
No. Well, we're back and we've got all the info you need to know.
1910 on this day, Halley's Comet seen by naked eye for the first time.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock.
Bill Halley and the Comet. 10, 11, 12 o'clock, rock, we're going to rock around. What does it mean, seen naked by the first time this trip?
I think it was the 1910 trip of the Halley's Comet. It was the first time that trip was seen. It had been seen for millennia before that.
Yeah, and then it came back.
Can't be the first time anyone's seen Halley's Comet.
Came back in the 80s, though. I remember looking at it through a big telescope.
Did you? What was his name? Just mucking around, having a bit of fun. 1934, Shirley Temple appears in her first feature-length film, Stand Up and Cheer. I'm the good This is Lauren.
Is this Lauren?
Yeah.
Give us your version of it.
On the good ship. Wow. Wait, flop.
Now, was that song from this movie?
No, I don't think so.
Right. 1982, Sally Ride is named the first American female astronaut.
Bit of Nelly.
Bit of Nelly. Surprisingly. Hey! Remember that whole thing in songs that went for about 10 years?
Yes.
2017, Fox News confirms they would be letting go of Bill O'Reilly after allegations of sexual harassment.
We'll do it live.
This is him cracking it.
We'll do it live.
When they simply asked him to do a sell for something coming up later.
And he said this.
We'll do it live.
We'll do it live.
We'll do it live.
So angry, Bill.
So angry.
Who could be that angry at work?
I know
heaps of people, actually.
Who has the energy?
Birthdays. Happy birthday to Maria Sharapova. She's turning 34.
Only 34, did you say?
Yeah, I know.
What? Like she's been around forever.
Yeah, well, there was a lot of interest in her as a teen, which was completely inappropriate at the time. I remember thinking, does everyone realise this kid's about 14?
Yeah. Well, happy birthday to her.
Yeah.
The Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M. The Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M.
Judith Lucy has a new book. She's going to be in after 7:30 as well.
I'm looking forward to seeing Jude.
Me
we only
too.
See each other at opening nights and funerals now, so that'll be fun.
Love Jude. She's in with us shortly.
I am currently on YouTube watching Prince Philip's funeral as the show unfolds in real time this morning.
Just catching up.
I didn't catch any of it over the weekend.
It was everywhere. You mustn't have watched any television.
I don't think I did.
Yeah.
I watched a lot of beer go into my face.
What a surprise.
Several different cuisines.
All
I really
at once.
Concentrated on eating and drinking over the break.
Yeah, you had a good time.
I certainly did. Now I'm watching the whole thing unfold, and it's just wonderful stuff from the English, as always.
Oh, they do it well, don't they?
Oh, don't they? When the Royals bung one on, they really kick it up a gear.
Yep. The pomp and ceremony.
Just world class.
Yeah.
I mean, the Americans are good. But they're all first responders and flags.
Yeah, yeah.
These guys are all giant bear hats and uniforms.
America would love a royal family.
Wouldn't they?
Oh.
I mean.
What they would do for one.
I mean, the Kennedys were close.
Mm. Yeah. And then the Trumps.
Oh, of course. Ivanka et al. Harry and Will is one of the big stories out of the funeral over the weekend. And, of course, Meghan, the bird that's driven a crowbar between all of them and turns out to be quite a disappointment.
Problematic.
Problematic. And I bet the Queen would have spotted her a mile off.
Yeah.
I bet the first time she met that little girl from Suits, she would have thought, holy hell.
What's about to
happen? Classic Harry, Phil. Classic Harry. If he's not wearing a Nazi uniform at a party, he's playing snooker nude.
Yeah.
This is Harry all over. Prince William and Harry were sat on opposite sides of St. George's Chapel for Prince Philip's funeral and were separated during the procession by their cousin, Peter Phillips. And all the roads we have to walk are winding. Why Were the Brothers Fighting?
Mm. A couple of famous brothers there having a bit of a blue.
No one fought like the Gallaghers. Gallaghers?
Gallaghers.
Gallaghers. Gallagher?
Did you say Gallagher?
Gallagher. Yeah, yeah.
I just called them Noel and Liam Gallagher.
Gallagher.
And I'm glad I did.
And it wasn't even intentional.
I'm glad I called them the Gallaghers.
Yeah.
That's Liam what they deserve. Yeah. I get it. You had three good songs. Over to you, Will. I get it. You had a half a good album.
Yes. Keep going, Chicks.
Keep going. Go on.
We're asking the question, why were the brothers fighting?
Why were the brothers fighting?
Oh, yeah, Max Corby. He's calling out your why were the brothers fighting? Mm. We're talking about William and Harry, of course, over the weekend being separated at the funeral. And then Kate Middleton just stepped back and let them have a little bit of a time together as they were wandering up.
Mm. Yeah.
And that's, I'm assuming, when Will would have said to him, you are one of the great dead shits, mate.
Yeah. We're going to have a stern talking to you.
You have let all of us down.
Wouldn't you love to have heard that conversation?
Wait till I get a couple of Guinnesses in me at the wake. Yeah. I am going to punch you in the face.
It's on.
It was like when my little brother and I were having a fight many years ago in the driveway at home.
Yeah.
And I jumped into Mum's Toyota Corolla and shut the door.
The hatch.
Thinking that he'd stop throwing rocks at me. But no, he just kept throwing rocks at me while I'm sitting in the car going, I'm behind glass. And he was still pelting rocks until one of the rocks went through the driver's side window. And I said, well, now you're going to get belted, buddy. Oh, no. You're going to get belted like there's no tomorrow. I'm going to get Mum, mate.
Oh, you were that kid.
Of course you were that kid.
Of course.
Is there any surprise? And Marty's Money back after 9 o'clock this morning as well. Every single time we play, $1,000 is up for grabs. That's right across your workday.
It's not actually my money.
No, we're just calling it to be clear on that. Yeah.
It's not.
But it's a lot. $1,000 every time we play. All you have to do is listen to our show, the Marty Shegold Show, and we'll ask you a question across the day and bang, you can win the money.
Bang. Robert De Niro's going through what looks like a very expensive divorce and has been an expensive divorce.
Mm-hmm.
He's claiming he's being worked to death to keep...
Yo!
Worked to death?
Worked to death to keep up with his estranged wife's extravagant lifestyle, including what's described as her thirst... For Stella McCartney. I'm glad it said Stella McCartney.
Yes. Interesting way to describe it. Deep desire for Stella McCartney.
Thirst for Stella McCartney.
Designer clothes.
Is having some fun with that.
And $1 million plus diamond rings. No one needs $1 million diamond ring.
No.
Robert is already a tax delinquent, whatever that means.
I think that means he owes money to the tax office.
Does he?
Yeah.
How could he owe money to the tax office?
Well, who the hell else are you talking to?
Classic De Niro. Mm. With the paychecks from his next two movies to offset his latest multi-million dollar tax bill. Oh, God.
There it is.
Doesn't he own, isn't he in Nobu?
Oh, the restaurant?
Yeah.
Nobu.
Nobu, is it?
Yeah. Nobu.
No, it is. It's in Japanese.
Yeah. How do you say it in Japanese?
Pardon me for laughing.
And how would you say it with an accent?
Oh, I said it was Nobu.
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 That's Nobu.
Nobu.
The Australian bastardization of it is Nobu.
How dare you?
So are you agreeing that it's Nobu?
It's in Japanese.
Well, it's like I refuse
Nobu.
To say fur. I'll say fur.
Yeah, but you can say Nobu. That's not fur.
It makes me nervous.
No, don't worry. Don't panic. We're fine. No one did it with an accent. We're okay. I'll do it with an Indian accent if you like.
No, we're right.
No. I did my Spanish.
No, we don't need that either.
Okay. Grace's lawyers argued since filing for divorce in 2018 that De Niro has unfairly continued to cut the amount of money he's been sending her, including involving her credit card expenses, going from $375,000 a month on her credit card to $100,000 a month recently. So he's just drying it up, is he?
Yeah.
He's saying enough's enough.
You've got to cut it back.
$375,000 a month on your credit card.
How many groceries is that?
Holy hell! In the years leading up to their separation, Grace was spending more and more. In 2019, she'd spent $1.67 million. What in God's name's going on? isn't there a point at some stage along the line where you just cap the spending?
Absolutely.
Was it you, Will, saying she's spending $20,000 a month on the kid?
I haven't contributed to this story at all.
Okay, well then stay out of it, mate.
Oh, and look who's walked into the studio. It's Judith Lucy.
I'm quite discombobulated because, of course, it's the Marty Sheargold show.
I mean,
don't get me wrong, I never listen to it. So I just never expected this many people to be in the studio. It's a party in here.
Yes, we're a big family. We're a radio family. And well, we welcome you, Jude.
They're the best kind, Marty.
They really are.
And can I say, I shared a very special experience with one of your sons, Matt.
Yes.
Your youngest son, and boy, you must be so proud.
He's turned into a strapping young man. He really has.
And he's turned into a strapping young man who knows how to be really rude to contestants from MAFS.
Yes,
Were you aware of that?
So what happened?
So I was standing outside with my person from Simon & Schuster, the lovely Kirsten.
One of the great Schusters.
My favourite Schuster. And because I'm on the vlog. I've got a book.
Yes.
I'm talking to everyone. Mm. That's why I'm here, let's face it.
Of course.
And we're standing outside trying to get in, and we see this, couple, and there is a lone camera person, a lone paparazzi person, a pap.
Were you thinking, how did they know I was here?
Well, welcome to my life, Marty. Exactly.
Yeah.
But no interest in me whatsoever, but is snapping.
Not Matt, surely.
No, was completely ignoring Matt too, I'm thrilled to say. But the couple who I'm standing there with Kirsten, and we're just going, well, who are they? We obviously should know who they are. Because I don't want to be rude, but they didn't look famous.
It wasn't Brad
Pitt. It wasn't. You know, I wasn't looking at Angelina. I was looking at someone that could have just had a bit of a shop at Chadston. And I thought, well, who are they? And then not that there's... We all shop at Chadston.
Everyone shops at Chadston.
But generally, people who are shopping at Chadston aren't followed around by the paparazzi. So I was confused, Marty. But anyway, then I was led into the building. Matt, your son, came down, let us in.
Yeah.
We go into the lift. The lone paparazzi and the couple follow us into the lift.
Oh, how
and
awkward.
Say,
so you're all in the
we're
lift.
All,
oh.
Well, no, we're not. Because I'm coming up to the Marty Sheargold radio family room.
Yeah.
And they were obviously trying to get up to Fox and wanted
revolting.
To share the lift.
Oh, no.
And Matt said, I'm sorry, we can't. And the lift doors just shut in their face.
My youngest.
So, you know, and I will admit, I had so many conflicting feelings because on the one hand, I was so delighted that lift door shut in the MAF people's faces.
Yeah.
But I was still wounded from the lack of interest from the photographer. So I'm topsy-turvy. It's show business,
Marty.
Well,
at least
Marty.
You're not at Fox.
No, that's every cloud, right? But don't think I didn't do them last week.
Oh, Jude. You're on the trail.
I am. I've got a bloody book.
You're pushing the book. It's released April 7, so it's already out there. Turns out I'm fine. How not to fall apart.
That's right, Marty.
Run me through some deep stuff.
Look, the great thing about having a book out is that I actually did something in 2020.
I know.
And not everyone can say that.
No. So
in between getting hammered and self-pleasuring, I sat myself down
and wrote.
And basically what it's about, Marty, is that I had just an appalling breakup just before I turned the big 5-0. And that sort of morphed into a complete existential crisis.
Right.
Life really went to crap. But you know what? It's not as crap now. And that's what the book's about. And I think you'll admire the fact that I haven't set a very high bar, Marty, because it's not like I've called it, turns out I'm incredible.
No.
I'm just fine. And it should be called turns out I'm fine, ..
Yeah.
For now.
Because
won't last.
How long had you been seeing this bloke?
Nearly 5 years.
Oh, wow.
And I really thought this was the one.
Do I know of this bloke?
I think you probably know of him.
Okay.
Put it this way, and I'm deeply embarrassed to admit this, but at one point I actually gave him a card that said, "You're My Forever," and had a sketch of an elderly couple holding hands, staring out to sea. I mean, Marty, you know that when I was in my 20s, I gave guys cards that said, "You're my next 7 hours," and just had a drawing of me throwing up into my lap and in the back of a cab.
They're
but no, I really thought this was the one, and then unfortunately,
what happened?
In a nutshell, he stole money out of one of my bank accounts for over 2 years.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow. One of those guys.
One of those guys.
They're
so
fun.
That put a spring in this little lady's step.
And was obviously you weren't noticing it, so it was
little bits. Well, what I don't know. I don't know what your financial situation is, Marty.
It's pretty good, Jude.
I'm guessing you could buy and sell me several times over.
I wouldn't have thought so.
But I earn most of my money from touring, so I get paid in lump sums. So I've basically got your two bank accounts. I've got the one that I live off and the one where, you know, half my income goes because it's going to go straight to the taxation department. Mm. So I never look at that account because that's torture because it's money I can't spend.
Yeah.
And that's the account
that, he was pilfering from.
Oh, no, it took tens of thousands of dollars.
Oh, wow.
So this little lady is single from here on in. I'm done.
Oh, you've given
I'm
up on
me. I'm done, Melbourne. Fellas, you had your chance.
Yeah, and we
ruined
it.
And I am done. Although I will admit that did other people see this? During the pandemic, I kept reading articles about how a lot of couples were breaking up or weren't going to make it to the other side because of all the lockdowns. And I will say that as a single middle-aged woman, I read those articles and was simply thrilled because up until this point, I've simply been waiting for friends' marriages to break up or ideally hoping for some really lovely wives to die. So, I mean, I was thrilled, as you can imagine, but no, I am done.
Oh, that's awful news.
Oh, it's not.
Are you still doing yoga?
Yes, I am.
Because you were very big on yoga.
I'm still pretty big on yoga. You actually caught me doing some yoga
out in the
foyer. Do
you practice yoga every day?
Well, look, I've had a shoulder operation recently, which is a bit boring.
From your years as a test bowler.
That's it. Look, it was always going to catch up with me, and it finally has. So, yes, I can only do yoga from the hips down at
is
the moment,
right?
Which is sort of what you caught me doing there because the lovely Kirsten is having back issues, and you actually saw me.
I saw you on the ground, and I wasn't sure if you'd passed out.
Well, those days are gone, Marty. I was actually doing a little pose called Happy Baby.
Oh, yeah.
Where you're lie on your back and you hold both your feet and essentially you sort of present your genitals and your rectum to the ceiling.
Oh, well, I look forward to seeing Matt do that later.
Well, you know, but it can be helpful. I look forward to seeing him do that with the couple from Maths.
Jude, it's so lovely to see you.
And you, Marty.
Good luck with the book. I'm sure it'll dominate.
Thank you. And lovely to meet your family.
And we are, we're actually wearing some construction gear in here this morning.
There's a bit of high vis and hard hat stuff going on here.
Yeah.
I don't have any information about what's about to happen, which is making it slightly awkward for me to discuss this.
Well, all this week we are playing Suction and See.
Yes.
All right. So this is giving you the chance to win a $200 Karcher Tradie Vac.
And I have seen the Karcher Tradie Vac, and it's a yes from me.
It is amazing. Karcher Tradie Vac takes whatever your job site can throw at it.
Oh, that's a nice one. It takes whatever your job site can throw at it. It just makes sense.
Had a little bit of a construction site in our office during the holidays.
We did.
Put to good use.
Carpet was relaid, so thank you to whoever was involved in that. But Karcher have given us the vac.
Yep.
We are playing Suction and See. Mm.
On your work site.
On your work site.
No, your work site.
Your work on site. My work site.
Marty's work site.
Just agreeing with you, mate, as I realise what's going on here in real time. Perhaps a chat or a phone call over the holidays may not have gone askew.
Right, we like doing meetings on the air.
We have Damien from Frankston on the line and Jody from Meadow Heights. Good morning, guys.
Hi. Good morning. How are
you? You both sound like you're on top of your game and loving life.
Mm. Yep.
I definitely am. I've got two kids.
Have you, Jody? Does that make you unhappy all the time or just this morning?
Oh, no, it's making me very happy this morning because they're going back to school.
Yes. Yeah, see you, turds. Okay. Am I right, Jody?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, says Jody.
You guys got your radios turned down, by the way?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Okay. Yes, I do.
Damien, have you got kids?
No, I don't, Marty, but I love your work.
Oh, well, okay. Wonderfully said, Damien. How old are you, Damien?
26, Marty.
26. Yeah, you got plenty of time. Are you thinking of having kids in the future?
Don't. Will be.
Don't was Jody's review of children. Now, what happens here is that I am going to suction and see from a mystery box that's in front of me, Jody and Damien. There are three items hidden within the mystery box. All I have is two straws and a spoon sticking out of three holes. Bet you've never heard that before, Damien.
I have heard that, Marty, before.
Thought you might have. And I am going to give you clues vis-a-vis what each item may in fact be.
Yeah.
As I suck from the first straw, as I suction and see, as it were.
You got off your chair?
I'm off my chair. All right. I'm moving around.
Well, you're on your work site.
Which is annoying me enormously.
No, you don't like moving.
But I'm doing it for Karcher and the wonderful people involved with the Karcher Vac.
Tradie Vac.
The Tradie Vac.
Karcher Tradie Vac.
Yeah. Item one. Here I go. I'm sucking it and see.
Yeah, let's have a go.
I know exactly what it is.
Right?
I know exactly what it is.
I thought you were joking.
It's a drink. So is your name your buzzer?
Name is your buzzer.
Yep. When you think you know it, Jody and Damien, buzz in with your name.
Yep.
First clue, it's a drink. It's made my mouth saliva.
I can smell it from here.
Yeah, I know, and I apologise. That was the Indian over the weekend. All right. It's fizzy. It's very sweet. It contains guarana.
Yeah.
It'll get you up and about and give you energy.
Jody.
Yes, Jody.
Yeah.
Is it an energy drink?
It is an energy drink, Jody. Thank God.
There you go.
Damien's phone line dropped out.
So. Oh, you're kidding. Yeah. So no. Damien couldn't have answered even if he'd wanted to.
We're getting him back.
Doesn't matter. It's 1 point for Jody.
That's right. Yeah.
Best of three. Yeah.
Yep, best of three.
Whoever gets this next one.
Next one, it's looking like it's going
like
to be you.
It's going to be Jody.
Jody could potentially. Have we lost old mate?
Yeah,
entirely.
His phone dropped out.
Well, I'm not going to spend any more time on this. I'm going to award the VAC to Jody.
Oh. Yes!
You got the tradie VAC, Jody, from Karcher.
Yes!
Jody, you can suck your kids up and put them in the bin.
Yes!
The Marty Shigold Show. Triple M. The Marty Shigold Show. Triple M.
Bobcat attacks woman is the headline here.
Mm.
And we're asking the question, what got your wife?
I gotcha! Uh-huh, huh? You thought you got away from me, didn't you? Uh-huh, huh? Thought I didn't see you.
What got your wife? A man walking out to his car to get ready for the day quickly jumped into action when a rabid bobcat attacked his wife. We've got some hilarious video audio here of the bloke coming out to his car.
Good morning. I need to wash my car.
Hysterical, but it's a bobcat. It's like a mini leopard. It's
There's
huge.
There's a bobcat attack my wife. Happy is the bloke's name.
Yeah.
Not very.
He didn't seem very happy.
No.
There's a jogger there in the photo we've got here and in the audio there who's just minding her own business. Yeah. A bobcat! The unsuspecting man turns towards his van and comments on how dirty it was. We heard all that. And then bang, this thing's on him. And then he grabs the bobcat off his wife, which is why we've asked the question, what got your wife?
Mm.
He grabs the bobcat off her and he's sort of holding it like that, like you would hold a baby as you were holding it away from him.
In front of him, yeah.
And then just throws it, hurls it into his backyard. But it doesn't end there because then one of the neighbours rings 911.
911.
I always say 911.
That's strange.
Is it?
Yeah, 911.
Then one of the neighbours rings 911, and this is even better audio.
Yes.
My neighbour was attacked by a bobcat just now.
Attacked by a bobcat?
Something that is not a cat. Her husband is outside to
try to keep eyes on it, okay?
Yes, he's standing there. Yeah, with a gun. If he can shoot it, he will.
Oh, I think he just did.
Gotcha!
He just shoots the bobcat. I mean, in fairness, it's attacked a human.
It has.
A human being his wife.
We have Adam.
G'day, Troy. How you going?
Yeah, good. What got you off?
Well, about 10 years ago now. I'll start this by saying that my wife is absolutely petrified of spiders.
Oh.
The tiniest spider to the biggest spider, she just wets herself.
Yep.
So we're staying at this caravan park, southwest Victoria, and I'm having a shower in one stall. She's in the other one, and there's this big huntsman just above the door in her stall.
Oh.
And she spotted it and freaked, and she said, "That thing's looking at me. Mm. It's going to jump at me when I try to come out."
Oh.
Well, about 15 minutes of convincing her to come out, she finally started to make her way, and just as she got to the door, the damn thing fell down.
No!
Gotcha!
It fell, though. It didn't jump, in fairness to the spider, Adam.
Well, I reckon it jumped, but I'm safe to say on her part it fell.
They do jump.
Yeah, but
oh, my God, don't.
What's the spider thinking?
That I'm going to jump on her.
Yeah. Yeah, good call. Doesn't have a huge brain. No, it's a spider.
Super quickly, what movie have you never seen?
Mm.
Like, you've never seen it.
Big movie.
People go, "Oh, The Sixth Sense." You go, "I've never seen it."
Yeah.
You've never seen The Sixth Sense?
Yeah, like
that's
one of those.
People always say to you when you say you haven't seen something.
Mm. Yeah, one of the big, huge movies that everybody's seen.
Yeah. You've never seen The Sixth Sense? Mm. I just told you I've never seen The Sixth Sense.
Yeah.
But you've never seen it. Shut up.
Have you never seen it?
No, I've seen it.
Oh, okay.
I've seen every film ever made.
Yeah. You have not.
Test me. Too slow, mate.
Yeah, okay. Dora the Explorer, the movie.
Dora.
Fast and Furious 10.
Haven't seen it. We got onto this because there was a story over the break about a weather researcher saying that the Titanic disaster may have not happened or may well have been because of the Northern Lights.
Yeah.
And the magnetic pull. Magnetic pull of the ship towards somewhere else other than an iceberg.
Apparently a geostorm.
That's that done.
Yep.
Yeah.
Then the conversation was sparked because DC on the pots and pans, fastest fingers in the business, Digital himself, said that he had never seen the Titanic.
Yeah.
Well, then furor erupted. Who hasn't seen the Titanic?
Titanic, yeah.
Well, turns out DC hasn't seen the Titanic.
No.
For those of you that haven't, and I don't want to spoil it, we've got a 5-second grab of what happens in the Titanic.
Yeah, here it is.
Beautiful.
But this ship can't sink.
And that's it.
That's all you need to
that's
know.
That's all you need to know. Your favourite film, one of them.
One of them. I love it.
You love it?
I love it.
How many times have you seen it?
Off. I used to have the video, so I used to watch it all the time. And depending on my mood, I'd either watch the first half or the second half, or sometimes both.
Oh, you broke it up.
Well, you have to, because it goes for about a week.
Was there a point that you always knew as the point that was half time for you?
The hitting the iceberg.
Hitting
or the
iceberg.
Car scene where they're in the car and the hand.
It gets a bit
and I was a
steamy.
Child. And
I don't
like
the car scene. No.
What's happening?
Yeah, I didn't like that.
Yeah.
I don't like condensed windows.
You didn't need that.
No, it doesn't need that.
No.
It really, James Cameron let himself down there.
I reckon. Oh.
It's so iconic.
Jack and Rose did not need to pot each other on that boat.
No.
It was really poor, in poor taste for mine.
Well, she needed to have some connection other than that he was just a friend she made on a boat.
Settle down, I'm joking. I wanted more of the car set. I wanted to be in the car and have a real good look at Rose. And Leo. Fran's on the line. Good morning, Fran.
Morning, Marty. How you going, mate?
Fran, firstly, you're a man with a woman's name.
full Francesco, but I thought I'd make it easier for
nice.
The lovely folks.
No, I just wanted to clear that up because it was confusing for me to say Fran and then be talking to a man. Yeah. What movie have you never seen, Fran?
Titanic.
You've never seen the Titanic?
No, it's one of those movies because it's so long and I'll go for 10 hours or something. Yeah. You've got to have the motivation to just watch something that long, and I don't want to fall asleep halfway.
It's a full 3-hour commitment, isn't it, the Titanic?
Mm.
It's got to be 180 minutes every day of the week.
Yeah, absolutely.
You couldn't even put it on a VHS in the old days. Remember you had the 180 or the 240? Won't fit on a 180. Not with the credit.
I actually watched it on a plane flying to LA,
yeah.
and it finished, and there was still 20 hours of the flight to go.
Were you hoping the plane would crash?
Yeah. into an iceberg. Steve in Belgrave.
Yeah, how you going? I'm the Titanic as well. I haven't seen that either.
Never even occurred to you to have a quick look at it, Steve?
Nah, my missus keeps saying, oh, you should watch it, but it just doesn't interest me, I'm afraid.
Doesn't interest you, or is it more fun annoying her that you're not doing something she suggested, Steve?
Well, perhaps a bit of both.
Thanks, Steve. Let's go to John in Croydon. Massive movie you haven't seen. John, what is it?
Avatar.
Avatar.
You're not missing much.
Yeah, no, I never got the Avatar thing. I've watched the film, but John, I don't think you're missing much with the old Avatar. I mean, there'll be people in their cars screaming at me, but I think
I'd rather watch our Roo Boys, toil away against.
I'd rather watch them. I'd rather watch them lose by 128 points than watch Avatar again, John.
5 seconds. Stand by two.
It's all just a little bit of history.
On this day.
8:34. Daisy Thomas-Smith is in just a couple of minutes too with a bit of a wrap-up of this weekend's footy. That is on the way. But first, April 19 today. Welcome to it.
Welcome to a bit of water cooler gear for you to push on with as the day unfolds. On this day, 1770, British explorer Captain James Cook first sights Australia. First sights Australia. That's pretty amazing, isn't it? On this day.
And when did he actually come here and land again?
78? 77, wasn't it?
Yes.
77? Have I lost my mind?
1778, I thought it was.
I thought it was 1777.
1788, even.
Seems like something we could Google.
Yeah. It seems something we should know.
Yeah, that's something for fact check.
It's like the word pneumonia.
It's spell
something
out.
You should know how to spell.
Well, it was only the 29th of April of that same year that they landed.
1770.
Yeah.
Really?
Holy hell.
Oh, wow, okay.
There's the town of 1770 in Queensland, isn't it?
Right,
yes, there is.
Don't be an expert now. You didn't know at the time.
I didn't know. But it would make sense for it to be 70.
It's probably where he spotted it as he went past that town.
1956, American actress Grace Kelly marries Monaco's Prince Rainier III. What happened to Micah?
He toured recently, I think.
Did he?
Mika.
We went through that about a minute ago, just before we went to air.
I know. I forgot.
That's all right. I do it too.
1963 on this day, Johnny Cash releases his single Ring of Fire, which was written by June Carter Cash. I went down. Great track.
Yeah.
She wrote some great songs, June. He died of a broken heart. The Ring of Fire. Very shortly after her. A couple of months, I think it was.
Oh, really? Yeah. That soon?
Yeah.
Good song.
Great song. 1967, the Beatles sign a contract to stay together for 10 years. They don't.
Imagine all the people.
Oh, I've missed Yoko.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Living for today. Ooh-hoo.
Oh, yeah. She's that good.
Good to hear it.
She's that
Ooh-hoo.
Good. Birthdays.
Yes.
Dudley Moore would be turning 86 today. Had he not passed away in 2002.
Correct.
Some of his best work from that movie, Arthur.
Yes.
Just a wave like that?
I'm not married.
Keep smiling. 688-5549.
It was more about
her. It was more about Liza Minnelli.
No, not a great grab.
No.
Dudley's got his son called Brogan. Sorry, everyone.
Thomas turns to race. Thomas gets onto it. Thomas has uploaded the biggest.
It is Melbourne's Triple M, and get the Toyota forklift advantage. Visit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au. Daisy Thomas with us this morning.
Good morning, Daisy.
Yes, thank you. Don't all get up, but that's fine. Just most of you. No, it's good to be back. It's good to see you all. Geez, you look refreshed. Some of us have been just slaving away over football.
Working.
Yeah, and the rest of you look... You somehow tanned. That's good.
Indoor tan.
Yeah, well done.
Daisy, Geelong last night for one of the great games, Geelong North. Unfortunately, my boys just got pinged.
Yeah, just again. Oh, boy.
Gee, we're having an awful year, aren't we?
Yes, you certainly are.
We've got a percentage of 45.
It's bad. And the thing that I was obviously down there last night calling for Triple M, drove down the highway. We saw it live. They come out with an interesting game plan to almost...
I'm not going to say not score, but try and limit Geelong's score. Obviously, that's what you try and do, but they played along the boundary. They tried to knock it out at all costs. It was an interesting...
Awful football.
Yeah, it made for a very bad spectacle.
The drive would have been more entertaining.
Well, the drive was okay. I had four of the great Triple M people in the car with me. So, they were getting stuck in on the way home too, which was terrific.
Yeah, always fun being the designated driver, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
As we go through the round, what stood out for you?
Oh, well, there's a Thursday night footy, of course. The Saints, again, very poor. Somehow got the job done against West Coast last week. Before that, they were horrific against Essendon. And now this week, they've been beaten again to the tune of 86 points. So, yeah, not ideal. And they were obviously a fancy team coming into this year. Had a really good year last year. And
what could the score have been at 20-14 for the Tigers?
Yeah, it could have been anything, and it became a real training drill in the second half. The Eagles got the job done against the Pies too, so the heat just turns up a little bit.
Bucks making it through to the bye?
Well, it's interesting, isn't it? Because Bucks is going to be the fall guy for what's happened over the offseason.
So much has happened at that club.
Correct, and you think of the names, and it's hard not to talk about what has happened. Treloar's gone.
Mm.
Adams is obviously out at the minute with a hamstring or a knee injury. It is, sorry. He'd be a pretty handy replacement. They need some pace in Stevenson, and they need some run, which Phillips would have provided. So there's certainly a lot of questions being asked around that football club.
Mm.
Sometimes honesty is the best policy, I feel, and the way they handled it, if they just had to say, look, we have to get rid of these blokes, we're at the brink of the salary cap.
Badly handled.
Yeah. I think sort of people resonate with honesty to some extent, although the results aren't ideal. The Western Bulldogs, well, they just keep on keeping on. They were far too good for the Suns.
Given them a percentage boost. They're at 178% after flogging North.
Yes, they're just keeping on. The Battle of the Bridge, what a game that was.
The Battle of the Bridge.
You would have been all across that.
Oh, I couldn't pull myself away from it. 69-71 in favour of the Giants.
Yeah, well, the Giants, they were down for most of the day, and they with about a minute to go, Josh Kelly went flying through a forward 50 stoppage unopposed, which I'm sure Horst Longmire,
maybe
a few nervous Swans boys going into the review today.
Mm.
Kicked the goal, and that was curtains. The Blues, well, they were shocking against Port. Port Adelaide far too good.
The Blues are a terrible team, aren't they?
Well, terrible is probably a big call, but again, they're probably... I was almost going to agree with you. they promised a lot, and this year was meant to be their year. They went out, they were very open about how they were going to recruit. They got Zach Williams to the football club, Saad as well.
Yes.
And they were spooking that F word, not the naughty one, the finals one.
Finals,
which is probably more naughty in football terms.
We continue debriefing over the round. I think we're now talking about the Crows and Freo.
Yep, no one cares. So we'll move on to the Hawks and the D's.
Good call.
And the D's, well.
Five from five.
They've
come to life.
And cheese platters everywhere, apparently, in the MCC yesterday.
Oh, they would have been skiing down the aisles.
Yes, and 50 points, 4 points the difference early in the last quarter, and they just put the foot down and went whooshka to the Hawks.
Good percentage too, 147.
Yeah, they're going really, really well. I was a bit sceptical going into that game because historically I just thought that was one they might have tripped over. Just they were going pretty well, of course.
Have they had an easy draw? I don't know how
they haven't beaten a whole heap. They've beaten Geelong, who's probably the only team of note, but as I witnessed last night, they're not going overly well.
Yeah.
Richmond this Saturday, that's the watermark.
Richmond this Saturday for Melbourne, that'll be a belter.
That will be a huge
and possibly
game.
In front of a gigantic crowd.
Well, if you're allowed to fill it, I think they will go very close.
I think they're allowed to fill it. I saw flash up on one of the banners on the breakfast TV shows. I think we're allowed to fill them now.
Yes, fingers crossed for that. I think it gets announced tomorrow. Obviously, all across me, breakfast television. Cash cow, as my daughter said, doesn't have a lot of cash.
Where's the cash?
Yeah. More like one plus cow or something anyway. And of course, the other big one was Saturday afternoon over in Adelaide at the AFLW Grand Final.
Yes. I didn't see a lot of it, I'm not going to lie.
No, that's fine. That's why I'm here.
Yeah. How was the competition? How would you describe this year's AFLW?
It's been a really, really good season. And
brilliant.
And they've improved out of sight. And that's not speaking badly of the product before this year, but just the skill level, the stars of the competition, the depth has got better.
They're getting their heads around it now.
Yeah, they are.
Is it a longer season next year? Have they landed anywhere? Because I know that I heard over the weekend that some of these women are only earning $17,000
Yeah,
to be a part of the competition. Well, you can't dedicate your life to playing football $17,000 a year.
No, you can't. And it is the expectations, obviously, of pre-season training and things like that.
It's a big chunk of time.
It is a big chunk of time. It's a large commitment. So well done to them. But the grand final was a great spectacle.
Mm.
Adelaide were the red-hot favourites over there on their home patch. Brisbane came down. They'd been to the grand final twice before and lost.
Well, they weren't going to lose a third time.
Well, everyone thought they were, but except them. Adelaide had the 6 most inside 50s in the AFLW history, and Brisbane's defence were unbelievable. And then Little Hotter for the Brisbane Lions. Yeah. She's a superstar kick. Goal of the year, they're calling it.
Goal of the year.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they're allowed to have goal of the year in the grand final, but if they are, it's brilliant. And they went on to win 6-2, 38-3, 2-20.
Oh, the Adelaide girls will be heartbroken.
They will be very
disappointed. Is that their first GF without putting you on the spot?
No, it's not. They've won one.
Oh, they've won
four, yeah.
Okay.
They've won two. They won 17 and last year.
Yeah, okay, all right. Stay out of it, mate. Well, we're trying to have
I wish I had Google over here rather than
how's Google? Just pointing out I've never watched a minute of it.
Yeah. Oh, there's a town called 1770.
Chuck on, mate. Old two tease himself, mate. What he doesn't know isn't worth knowing.
The Marty Shigold Show. Triple M. The Marty Shigold Show. Triple M.
I just want to get the facts. I want the facts. I'll give you the facts.
Fact checked.
Fact checked.
And double checked.
Oh, this is really, really
End of the show, and Loz, you're running us through the mistakes.
I missed fact-checking.
Yeah, I did too.
Were you fact-checking
everyone
in your private life?
Yes, everyone I knew.
Good.
That's wrong. That's wrong.
You're wrong, and I'll prove that to you with Google.
Yeah.
What did we do before Google?
Honestly.
No.
I mean, holy hell. Well, you just spent whole days having fights with people about stuff you didn't quite know.
Encyclopedia Britannica.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm.
My dog was sleep talking the other day, and I googled sleep cycles of dogs.
Sleep talking, like
he was going.
Dogs
little
do that.
Doggy dream.
Yeah.
Yeah. Going for a run.
They have a lot of REM sleep dogs.
Yeah.
Do they?
Yeah.
Deep sleep.
No, REM is the anyway. It doesn't matter.
The light sleep.
Yeah. Light sleep.
Because we have about 5 sleep cycles a night, or you should, but they have like 15 to 20.
Anyway, so interesting.
Life as a dog.
So interesting.
The fact check.
Yes. It is.
Do you want to know some things about Halley's Comet?
I'd love to know some things about Halley's Comet.
So during On This Day, we talked about Halley's Comet. In 1910, it was seen by the naked eye for the first time on that trip.
On that Halley's Comet trip?
Yes. So because we said surely it wasn't for the first time with the naked eye in
ever.
The all of history.
Yeah.
No. It's had orbital period has varied between 74 to 79 years since 240 BC.
Oh, that was when it was first spotted.
Yeah.
God, imagine if you were one of those blokes spotting it in 240 BC. It would have been like the world was ending.
Freaking out.
Yeah. So basically, Isaac Newton in 1687 did a whole study about gravity and motion and work on comets. He didn't know it was Halley's Comet, but he knew there was this one thing that came around.
Regularly. Bit of a smart-ass Newton.
Yeah, but then it was his friend.
Know-it-all. Yeah, real know-it-all.
It was his friend Edmund Halley, who later on
Ed Halley
realised it was the same.
With him.
boring, he did it.
Good fact check.
Yeah, it goes on. It's
yeah,
really,
of course
yeah.
it does. That's science, mate. They where love it, banging on.
Where was it last year? Did you find out about that?
86.
Six, yeah,
86.
Yeah.
Now, Maggie from Yarrambat called in.
Yeah.
You referred to the Gallagher brothers as the Gallagher brothers.
The Gallaghers.
Gallaghers.
Yeah.
That's correct. She's Irish, and she says that is the correct pronunciation.
Oh, the Gallaghers.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty Gallagher boys. You ever stick your toe in a bath? Where is it a little bit too warm? They hate each other, those two.
They hate each other.
They cannot stand each
Deal
other.
Not getting on.
And I don't blame him because Liam looks like a real turd.
Mm. He's so vocal about it, too. No one cares anymore.
And Noel seems smug and entitled.
And you hate that.
Between both of them.
Yeah. It's not a good combo.
No.
On this day in 1963, Johnny Cash released his single Ring of Fire, written by his future wife at the time, June Carter.
Mm.
You said he died of a broken heart because he died a few months after June.
Mm.
It was. She was 15th of May 2003, and he died the 12th of September 2003.
June, July, August. So 3 months.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Well, that's it. I mean, now you know who I fear for now.
Oh, no, don't say it.
Don't say it. Don't say it.
Okay, I won't say it.
Don't say that.
Because we know who you're going to say.
She's going to be just fine.
I've watched the whole funeral through the show. Yeah. Stunning funeral, as always.
Pomp and ceremony.
Oh, my God. Just
they do it well, don't they?
Next level,
in England.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, even covering the drums with black fabric and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's a beautifully... Whoever puts these things together, there must be one person in the royal household.
Director.
Yeah. Whoever's in charge of this kind of gear.
Attitude and energy.
Attitude and energy.
Someone.
Hopefully they're doing the Tokyo opening.
Same person.
Same guy.
Busy.
Busy.
Big year.
Big year.
Flat out. See you tomorrow. The Marty Shigold Show. Mucking around, having a bit of fun. Triple M.